What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
Well, I've read the case files, have you?
Well, it sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI. A very special Sunday night. It's our five-year anniversary tonight. 5 years we've had the show going. And, you know, folks, I have to thank all the listeners and the people that call me all the time. And it's because of you guys. I mean, a competitive business is talk radio, okay? And if you don't succeed and have the people that listen and everything else, you're soon off the air. But we are 5 years as of today, and I want to thank everybody. Biz Talk Radio Network, which is fantastic, and all my friends, the listeners, and everybody else. So this is really a grand night. Just looking before we started the show, I was thinking about the five-year anniversary, and just looking at a couple of the affiliates here. You know, we got Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, down in Florida, Portland, Oregon, Wichita, Kansas, Jackson, Mississippi, Biloxi, Tupelo, all through the area, all through the Northeast, everything else. And, you know, it's just a really privilege to have that kind of listenership and with our affiliates there, Charleston, South Carolina, it goes on and on. So, again, thank you very much for that. Thank you for the nice calls and everything in regards to Rogue Town. And we are working on Rogue Town, too. I know everybody's bugging me about that. We hope to have that done by the end of November so we can have it ready for Christmas. And if you haven't read it yet, pick it up. Pick it up. It's the true crime story of a city under the stranglehold of organized crime, the officials who betrayed the public trust in the cop war, wire to help bring them down. So thank you for making that a very popular book. I really thank you very much for that. And, you know, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. The story we're going to be talking about tonight, let me read a little bit of this intro. It's Florida. Perry Cohen and Austin Stepanis have been boating for so long that they're just as comfortable at sea as they are on land. Well, that's the hope their family and friends say they're holding on to. As the search for the 14-year-old boys who went missing on a fishing trip off the Florida coast, about 12 miles south of Daytona Beach on July the 24th. They have not been found yet. And it's a real tugging on the heartstrings. I know every time I'm watching one of the news channels and my wife sees an update on it, and she just shakes her head and just praise that they would be found. And, you know, tonight on our show, we have a special guest, a guy that knows the water very, very well. He's been a fisherman all of his life, okay? His father was a fisherman. His father ran a marina all of his life, and our guest tonight has run the marina, formerly a marina owner, been involved with boat yards and fishing all of his life. He'll tell you a little bit about that. He's fished in Canada. what we call in the Northeast, Long Island Sound, Gulf of Florida, all over the place. So I'll have him give a little description of that, but once we start on that. So he knows the water. I've been learning a lot the last couple of days, talking to him about this case and everything else. So welcome to the show tonight. Big welcome to Pat Chirillo. Pat, welcome.
How are you?
Good, very good, very good. Why don't you tell the listeners across the country a little bit about your, quickly about your background, first your father and you.
Well, my dad, you know, he'd been a fisherman, like you said, Vito, all his life, and as a little child, she's 2-3 years old, I can remember him taking me fishing. We went into Massachusetts at the Cape, and, you know, we went out looking for striped bass, and he always caught striped bass. He was a plugger. He fished offshore and sometimes in the boat, but we would fish for flounders out in Quincy, Massachusetts, and, you know, I'd been on the water since 2-3 years old, and I'm 65 now, so that's a pretty long time.
Wow, very much so. Pat, you obviously, you know, everybody's got to live on Mars if you haven't heard about this case yet. It pops on every hour or two on all the news channels. And wow, it's amazing. You have grandchildren this age. I have grandchildren around the same age. And you as a fisherman, a top fisherman, what did you think when you first heard this back on July 24th?
Well, my first thoughts are, oh, my God, it's tragic to think that these young boys are lost at sea. And it is sea. They're actually in the ocean, unfortunately, which I don't know if children 14 years old should be permitted to do that. And from what I've read and understand, the parents really didn't authorize that. I think the kids, you know, being 14 years old and kind of feeling their oats and probably been on the water from what I've read all their life, they kind of felt pretty comfortable out there, and they would have been fine if the conditions are good. You get calm seas, whether it's the ocean, the sound, or, you know, anywhere's the Gulf, you're okay. But, you know, you never know on the water what's going to happen. A storm could come up so quickly, and even though they probably had a lot of experience as children, you're still not an adult. Your brain's not really developed, you know, until you're into your 20s, and you just don't prepare yourself for something like that unless you've been in it. So even a grown person, you know, a full-fledged fisherman like myself, we don't want to go out in storms. We avoid them. We check the weather, especially on the ocean. You know, we have these sophisticated radios now that give us all the indicators of when to go and when not to go. And unfortunately, I think these kids just made a wrong choice at this point, you know.
Yeah, you use an illustration sometime, I think, I believe, in baseball compared to this. Do you want to explain that a little bit, what you're saying?
Well, I mean, essentially, you can have a young man, you know, or a young lady that starts Little League at, you know, 5 or 6 years old, and they go from Little League, you know, all the way through into, let's say, Pop Warner is actually football, but they go to Babe Ruth. But at that point, if they haven't, you know, gotten to be an adult, they're still playing, you know, minor, you know, Little League baseball. They can't possibly be prepared to go into the major leagues and hit 95-mile-an-hour pitches. And that's what happens on the water. I mean, if the waters, like I had indicated before, are calm and there's no problem with wind or current, you know, factors, they're probably going to be fine. And 9 out of 10 times they will be. But you just never know, like I said, when something is going to develop and they're just not ready for something. They can't possibly have the experience, even if they've been on the water since I've read 2 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you got two kids that are best buddies here, you know. They have the same love, which is the water, fishing. You know, you could imagine, you know, just talking to each other. Okay, hey, man, Perry, what do you want to do today? Well, I don't know. Let's do this, man. We've got to go on the water. We've got to do some fishing. Okay, Austin, you know, let's hang out. And, you know, their families knew that in their minds were top fishermen for their age. That's the whole thing. I think those three words are our whole conversation today, Pat, on this show, for their age. Am I correct?
Absolutely, and it's so tragic because I you know, from everything I've read, and I mean, the parents are trying to defend their actions, and I can understand that. I mean, you just, it's tragic to think that these boys are probably not going to be found alive. I mean, I hope and pray that there's a miracle, but, you know, being lost for so long, all indicators are that the boat had damage when it was found capsized. That means the storm was pretty severe. A 19-foot fiberglass boat can take a pretty good beating. And if it's found capsized and then damaged, that means you're on the ocean. You may have had seas 12 to 16 feet. And, you know, again, without the experience of being in weather like that, you don't know how to operate a boat like that. I mean, you need to go into that straight ahead. You don't want to go into that broadside because that's probably what kipped the boat over. But even going forward, if the waves are that high and if you don't have the right speed, the top, the tip of the wave where the bow of the boat is, that'll just flip the boat right over. And that's how one of the two ways, either being capsized broadside or going forward like that, will definitely capsize your boat.
Very interesting. I'm like many of the listeners. I've talked to some of the listeners, and they don't know a lot about boating or being out on in the middle of an ocean or something of that nature. It's kind of like me, and they had a whole bunch of good questions for me, knowing that you were going to be on the show. And the question is, life jackets were found. Now, unless I've missed some new reporting, we don't know if that's the kids' life jackets. But now, let me think of this. Now, if it capsized, wouldn't they have their life jackets on? I mean, whether you're a dynamite swimmer or whatever. Now, if that's the case, how could the life jacket even be off of them, whether they're dead or alive?
Well, here's what we want to hope. We want to hope that they had more than two life jackets aboard the boat. U.S. Coast Guard requirements, you have to have as many life jackets on the boat as people. So hopefully there was more than two life jackets on the boat, which means that they may have had their life jackets on and the other two may have just been extras. We don't know that for sure, but to be honest, and I hate to say this, generally speaking, young boys like that, they feel like they're bulletproof. They probably didn't even have the life jackets on. I hope they did, because obviously they knew they were in a storm, and you would think that they would throw them on. But sometimes things happen so fast, they probably just trying to operate the boat and stay safe. They may not have even been able to grab the life jacket.
Wow, it's amazing. Well, listen, we're going through a heartbreak. Everybody stand by. We'll be right back with Pat Cirillo.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Vito Colucci, PI, talking about the 14-year-old boys that have been missing since July 24th. Perry Cohen, Austin Stephanopoulos. And we're just talking to Pat Chirillo, boater, fisherman, owned a marina. He just, I know Pat for many years, and just when I hear him talk about different things boating-wise, he's such an authority on that. Pat, the Coast Guard. We don't hear much about them. You know, as far as in the news, it's all, you know, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, you know, all that kind of stuff. But yet the Coast Guard is the ones that go out on things like this. Now, the Coast Guard, is that, do you, where do you live? In Connecticut? All about Long Island Sound, everything like that. Now, is the Coast Guard in charge of that too? Have you ever run across the Coast Guard in your boating?
Oh, of course. We, you know, being on the Long Island Sound in Stamford, Connecticut, if you look straight across, or actually a little bit to the east, you can actually see the they're called the smokestacks, and right there is Eaton's Neck, Long Island. The Coast Guards have a station right there. I've used them myself. I own, as being a boatyard owner, I used to rent boat and motors, and at times, and unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but most cases, people that rent boats and motors don't have experience. So we kind of have to school them, you know, real quickly before they go out. Now, this is going back 30 years ago when I had the boatyard. But, you know, we're always concerned that, first of all, if the weather is not very good, we certainly want to make sure that they know what they're doing out there, but, and we don't let them go out if it's really bad. But, you know, there's been times when the boats were supposed to be in by 5 o'clock, we'd have to call the Coast Guard because, unfortunately, you know, you're concerned that maybe they're lost or maybe they're having engine trouble or maybe they even capsized the boat. So I've called them many times, and they're on top of stuff like white on rice. It's amazing how good they are and how conscientious they are, and they're very, very professional. I mean, I've there's not enough words that you can say to, they're just, what admiration I have for them. They're excellent. They're excellent.
Yeah, everything I read about them, Pat, it's like a no-nonsense group, too, because if you're out there doing harm or doing bad stuff, you don't want to see the Coast Guard coming around.
Well, no, you know what? They'll come up to your boat at any given time. They, you know, matter of fact, I was just out yesterday and I saw a beautiful Coast Guard boat come into the Stamford Harbor. Looked like it was about 30 feet, and there's probably a half dozen, you know, officers on board, and they're all wearing life jackets because that's a requirement. And you know what? If they look at your boat and if they don't think that your boat looks safe or if it's not registered, they'll pull alongside you and ask you for all your, your equipment that you're supposed to have, you know, well, the safety equipment, flares, you know, life jackets naturally, and fire extinguisher, and whatever, you know, depending on the size of the boat, what the qualifications are. So they're very professional, and they're necessary. They really are. They go out in inclement weather when we're told not to go out, and when people are in trouble. Mm. That's when they go out. And that's just unbelievable. They risk their lives. I mean, the choppers that have to, you know, bring these people out of the water, and the people that have to go into the water to get the people that are in danger out, they're risking their lives. I mean, the people that have to, you know, put the equipment on to go into the water, the flippers and the mask and the snorkels and the goggles and all that stuff, those seas could be 18, 20, 30 feet, and they're trying to save lives, and they're risking their own lives. It's amazing what they do, and they're just unsung heroes, that's for sure.
Yeah, being that, you know, we're primarily a crime show here, we get into other topics, but it always leads back to, I know the Coast Guard makes numerous arrests. I read about them all the time, so which is good for guys like you, Pat, because, you know, they make the water safer when you're out there with all your kids, the little kids, your grandchildren, the whole bit, and these guys take these other people in, and that's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can't say enough for even the local police department that have boats on the waters because, you know, everybody, they're out there on a Saturday and Sunday. They're having a good time. But sometimes, you know, people get carried away. They're having too much fun, and they get kind of rough with the boats and with the jet skis. And, you know, and you have to have some control out there. And even the local police, the Sanford police, and I'm sure in all the other towns and cities, they have these police boats out there. And they just keep the water safe, and they help people in many cases where they're in trouble with, you know, either, you know, motors that fail or people that are lost. And, you know, fog is another thing, God forbid. I mean, you get stuck in the fog. You can be, you know, 30, 40 years on the water, and you're stuck in the fog unless you have, you know, equipment to get you out of it. You can be in trouble there. I've seen people run into, you know, walls and rocks and everything else in the fog.
Right. Just like I was thinking as you were answering that, Pat, just like when you deal with a state trooper's car. Obviously, I've sat in those cars with some of my friends and things like that. Those cars are all business. They fly. You know, you got everything imaginable. Sometimes people look at that, they go, that's just a Ford Crown Vic. Yeah? Watch that car go with that. Now, I would imagine Coast Guard, and you're a boating man, so you know a lot about boats. Those boats are serious, right? They got everything in it they need. Their lights must be unbelievable at night, and they must fly if they have to, right?
Absolutely. They're not actually built for speed, most of the boats. The only time you probably have the boats for speed are when you're probably doing drug enforcement. Then those Coast Guard boats are equipped for just that. And then they can do 200 miles. Well, not 200, but they can do 150 miles an hour. The boats that are on the Sound or even in the ocean that are rescuing people and just, you know, keeping the peace, they're generally just large, strong, equipped boats that are prepared for any scenario, rescue type of situations, and the people are so well trained, it's just amazing, and you would definitely want to see them if you were in trouble, let's put it that way.
Wow, nice boat to own, though, huh? You can have
Absolutely.
Hands on it, right?
Absolutely.
Now, listen, you mentioned to me about your own dangers you've gone through, and we started the first segment talking about the kids here, and, you know, being 14 and everything else, but you're a guy, you're in your 60s, and yet you've gone through different, like you told me before, near-death experiences, right? Why don't you share one of them with our listeners? If we don't have enough time, we'll carry it over into the next segment.
Well, essentially, about 30 years ago, I was kind of being groomed to take over a sales corporation, and the owner of the company had a 49-foot Viking sports fisherman, which is a beautiful boat. At that time, it was probably worth $3 or $4 million, and we went off of Southampton, and we were going to go tuna fishing and actually start first blue fishing in the more shallow water, and then we were going to go into deeper water about 40, 50 miles out. And the weather was kind of iffy. We had a captain aboard the boat, a licensed captain, and we had eight of us. And it was more or less a nice weekend fishing type of thing. And we brought plenty of food with us, and we probably, you know, had a few other beverages that we probably shouldn't have had, but we weren't driving the boat, so that was fine. But We were actually fishing for bluefish only about maybe 5 or 6 miles from shore, and the weather was kind of okay then. And we decided, after the captain on the radio said, you know, the weather, probably about only a 20-25% chance of a storm coming. And we decided to take that chance to go, and I'll tell you.
Well, Pat, hold that thought, just like a TV show that leaves you hanging until the next week. We'll finish that in the next segment, so stand by.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month, based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Singing simply the best. And that can match up for our guest today, Pat Chiarello, talking about his expertise, the waters, fishing, boating, all things of that nature. I know my listeners, the great listeners, are going to really enjoy the show today when you guys hear it. So listen, Pat, you're in the middle of a great story, one of those type that they say tune in next Tuesday for or something, you know? So why don't you finish that up?
Sure. We were probably about 50 miles offshore in a beautiful 49-foot Viking sports fisherman, and we encountered a storm that was not really expected. And I'll tell you, there's not been many times that I've been scared on the water, but this was definitely one of them. It was nighttime, of course. It was darker than dark. The moon wasn't out, so it was pitch black. And let me tell you, you're like a ping pong ball, you know, in the ocean, even though the boat is 50 feet almost. And I'll tell you, we had a licensed captain. And when I saw the licensed captain come down off the bridge and the automatic pilot was on, and I saw him go into the men's room because he was not feeling well, I said, oh, my God, if the captain is sick, what about us guys? If he's in trouble. It was just a terrible night. It was raining. It was windy. The seas were at least 20 feet, and the boat was just all over the place. I mean, we had to literally lay on our stomach, spread our legs and arms out as far as we could so that we didn't fall over. It was one time that I really prayed, like, oh, my God, just get me home to my three children, and I'll do anything. And I'll tell you, I was never so happy to see the beacon light on the break wall coming in. I was like, it's just the light. I thought I was seeing things. It took us only 2 hours to get out, and it took us 6 hours to get in. I was physically and mentally exhausted and just so thankful to be alive. And nobody really knew what happened because you're out in the ocean like that. It's, you know, you're by yourself. You're on your own. It was terrible.
That's amazing. And that's a 50-foot one, right?
That's a 49-foot boat, yeah.
Wow. You know, it's so amazing, Pat. Like I hear people say all the time, they look at a cruise line out in the middle of the ocean, right? Cruise line, oh, my God, look at this boat. This is unbelievable. This is gigantic. And yet it looks like a speck when it's the middle of the ocean someplace, you know? So it looks like the water can say, I can take this cruise liner if I wanted to, type of a thing there, you know, when there's a bad storm. Because, hey, the ocean is the ocean. And you don't mess around. You don't mess around with storms and things of that nature. That's why you said one of the segments. You got all the best equipment now. The people have best equipment to let you know, even if there's a slight chance, right, of something happening.
Absolutely. You have, you know, you have GPS now. You have all types of, you know, the radios now are amazing. You know, you have weather stations everywhere on the radio. And it's still, you know, you still have to respect the water because the water takes no prisoners. You just don't know what's going to happen out there. And, you know, it's an enjoyable to be on the water. I love being on the water. Matter of fact, when I stop talking with you folks, I'm going on my boat on the water. But you still have to respect the water. You still have to be careful. You still have to be conscientious with every move you make because you never know what's going to happen. These poor kids, you know, they really didn't have a chance, probably. They just weren't prepared emotionally, mentally or emotionally for something like that. And, you know, we hope and pray that some way there's a miracle that they survive. But, you know, you don't have that much time out there, daytime and nighttime. You know, you got the sun, you know, coming down on you at 9,500 miles an hour in Florida, you know, baking you. And then at nighttime, the temperature drops and, you know, the water feels cold and, you know, it's dark. And if you only can go about 5 days without drinking water. Hopefully it was raining at some point, you know, where they can capture some water. Hopefully they're able to put some food in their pockets or something, because you can't carry food in your hands if you're in the water. It's going to just, you know, it's going to just, you know, fall apart and just break. I mean, it's going to be a miracle if these poor kids are found, and we just pray to God somehow they will be found. But, I mean, chances are probably slim and none. I hate to say that.
Yeah, here they left on that Friday in July. They bought $110 worth of fuel before they set out on their trip. And, explain to our listeners and to me, too, what a nautical mile is.
Well, a nautical mile is a little bit longer than a land mile. It's 6,076 feet, or it's 1,852 meters long. It's just a little different. I mean, essentially, these young men are out there on their own. They're just in trouble, unfortunately. I just hope that they're okay. And they just don't really stand a chance with all the elements. You know, there's too many variables against them right now, and we just pray for a miracle. That's all I could say.
All right. Now, you know, the Coast Guard had search paths. So far, they've searched 49,000 square nautical miles. I think right now they have stopped, but is that amazing? 50,000 square nautical miles.
Yeah, that's
that is a long area, right?
That's a lot of manpower. Yeah. That was probably three or four big boats. That was probably, you know, a chopper, and also a plane. You know, they did day and night. They did day and night, and for them to finally say, hey, you know, the chances of us finding them now are probably pretty slim. It's unfortunate that that they couldn't find them. You know, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, you know, a lot of some of the nonprofit groups. There's one called DEEMI, D-E-E-M-I. They have search dogs. They have all kinds of different things. They volunteer their time because I think you've seen it too. Yeah, there's a web page that says a GoFundMe page was set up, and it's probably $500,000 now, nearly $500,000 has been raised to help provide aircraft and boat fuel for the private search. This could almost be a two-part show. There's so many questions out there. Boat fuel, that's very expensive, right?
Yeah, boat fuel is a little bit more expensive than, you know, land, you know, car fuel. It's probably 20-25% depending on the area that you live in. And, you know, the boat probably had about a 25-gallon capacity. It's a lot of fuel for a small boat, but it's not a lot of fuel to be out there a long time. From my understanding is they may have been heading towards the Bahamas, which I don't know why two 14-year-old children, I'm going to say, young men, would be in that direction. Their parents wanted them to stay in the intercoastal. So, you know, again, they're 14 years old. They're feeling, right, you know, bulletproof. They're not thinking about anything that's going to go wrong. They're just out there having fun. They probably didn't even discuss much about going fishing the next day. They just knew they were going. They probably do it every day, you know, while school is out. And it's just like waking up and breathing for them. But again, the experience factor is what set in there. And, I mean, two grown men may be in the same trouble that these young men are in. Two grown men that
sure
in the water could encounter the same situation, but they'd have a little better chance of surviving because they're just more mature and probably have a little more experience.
Well, they got former famous football player Joe Namath helping them out financially. The more I read about these private search boats, so to speak, as I'll call them, you know, there's $500,000 that was raised to help pay for these. Now, even though this DME is a nonprofit, there's still a lot of money. That's why I asked you the question about the gas and all that kind of stuff, expenses, because that all has to be paid for, you know, too. But one thing here that I read, it's very interesting. One of these people said the group, meaning one of these boats, is using technology that snaps and analyzes high-definition photos to canvas search areas. Is that amazing nowadays, Pat?
That's miraculous, you know, that they can do these things. And unfortunately, in their case, if they haven't been found with technology like that, that just kind of makes their chances even less to survive. That's
right.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, with all those people out there searching for them on top of the Coast Guard, who obviously had to give up the search, but now you have all the private people, volunteers, and even paid people, because the money's going to pay people. You would hope that they would have found them, but that's, like I said, it's probably very hard to think that they're not going to be found.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're going to be coming back with our last segment in a couple of minutes here. And, Pat, I want to thank you so far for all the things you've been answering. And a lot of good information has been put out today, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll finish this up. Stand by.
Sprung from cages on highway, man, chrome wheel, fuel injected, and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Sounds of Bridge Over Troubled Water. We are back. Talking about the two 14-year-olds still missing. Terry Cohen, Austin Stepanos. Ladies and gentlemen, keep them in your prayers. We know it looks bad now, and, you know, there's a very good chance they could be deceased. You know, Pat, I was just thinking before we did the show today, okay, even if they are deceased, I know the parents put out a $100,000 reward, you know, for finding the kids and everything else, for the rescue, it says here, in the reward. And they're asking experienced boaters in the area to help in the search. But, you know, even if that, if the kids, if they've given up the search, so to speak, they want to find the bodies. They want to be able to sometime bury these children the right way. Okay, and so I'm sure that's going to be the talk in the families, you know, if it hasn't been already. You know, they still want the bodies found. Now, knowing a lot about the water, would that just come up, the bodies just come up someday and be found, you know, near a shore? How does that work, really, with these things? I've been a cop a long time. I was a cop and everything else, but I never handled anything out in the waters like a lot of the cops did.
Well, over a period of time, the bodies will swell. You know, they will bloat. But there's,
sure,
you know, when you're in the ocean like that, there is, and I don't want to be very graphic about this, but there's also sharks out there. So you don't even know, God forbid, if they were eaten by sharks, or we hope not, of course. But I think there's a good chance that the bodies won't be discovered. You know, not everybody is found that are lost at sea, unfortunately. I'd say it's a 50-50 chance. I mean, and the ocean is so vast. I mean, the currents can take you anywhere. I mean, you know, the currents are constantly moving, and the wind and everything. And, you know, the bodies could be found, you know, 500 miles someday away from where they actually left to go fishing. So
right,
those are the two factors that you have to consider.
Well, you know, the family did call the Coast Guard only 4 hours after the kids went out, okay? The grandmother called them, so she started everything in motion, which was at least good that they had a quick start. You know, the Coast Guard spokesman just said, you know, we're heavily concerned for their well-being. They had the discovery of the capsized boat. I'm trying to just catch up our listeners across the country that may not have heard about this. And, you know, they've done everything they could. Yeah, authorities in the Bahamas were also notified about the missing teens just in case, because they're supposedly Perry and Austin had talked about heading for the island nation. So, you know, all the T's were crossed and I's were dotted on this. And it's still, you know, hey, it's still, we got to see what goes on this. But I've worked so many of these cases with kids missing, and sometimes they're found out of the blue where it didn't look like there was any hope. So that's what we got to hang our hat on right now. And but also, as a private detective and you as a boater that knows the waters, we also have to be serious and honest about, you know, what could have happened. And you've done that, Pat, on your part there. So does this show you now? I know, you know, you really know so much about it, but has this even giving you a little bit more things to think about when your kids come on, or say your kids get to the age, your grandchildren or whatever? Okay, Dad, yeah, we're going to do this. Grandpa, we're going to go here. We're going to go there. I'm sure you're going to have some words of wisdom, especially if something hits you and it doesn't seem right to you, right?
Well, coincidentally, my grandson, who his name is Josh, and he's 13 years old, and he's been on the water since he's been two with me. He's actually driven my boat with me, again, with me at age five. He would stare at a boat, of course, and I would be there watching. And now he's 13 years old, and he's got a lot of experience for a 13-year-old, if you get my point. He wanted to take our small 13-foot whaler, which I have, and I also have a 27-foot boat. He wanted to take the whaler and drive behind me while I was operating the larger boat. And you know what? He probably could do that, but no, he's not going to do that at 13 years old because, again, three or four times may go very well, but there's variables that, again, he's not experienced enough. I would never let him go on the boat by himself. He can drive the boat with me. I can sit in the back, and he can operate the gas, but I'm very conscientious, and I watch everything he does, and he knows how much he could give the gas, you know, how fast or how slow he needs to go. Because, again, these kids, they think they're bulletproof, and, you know, they don't understand the ramifications and the danger. They just look at it as fun. Hit the big waves. Oh, Poppy, let's go faster. Let's go into this wave even faster. And we go into the waves, but I'm very careful with him how fast we're going and how big the waves are. And, no, I wouldn't let him take the boat at 13 years old, unfortunately.
I think that's one of the biggest talking points that I take away from the show today. And ladies and gentlemen, you all know out there, you know your grandchildren, you know your nieces and nephews that do boating, and, you know, the tendency to get a little cocky about how much they know. And even though Pat's grandchild just kind of said, hey, we got an opportunity. Let me take the other boat. I'll be right behind you. You know, that's me. I don't know anything about the ocean, but that doesn't sit right with my spirit. You know, no, you can't do that. You're 13. But like Pat said, they're bulletproof. They think they're bulletproof at this time. So please, anybody listening to the show, and I'm sure Pat can back me up on this, don't do it. I don't care if they're 14, 15, whatever it may be. That is not the ages to let them go and do those things. And Pat was very wise in saying, no, I'm sorry, as much as he loves his grandson, no, you're not going to do that. And it's incredible. And Pat, you could tell, you agree with me to tell the listeners, please, you could save a life that way. Tell your son who has a grandchild that's out there and wants to do these things, right? So, you know, use wise wisdom, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, our hearts, we want to see our children have fun, our grandchildren have fun, and we want to give them the opportunity. And we have to be careful because we'll let our emotions, you know, our love for them sometimes get in the way of our sense. And I wanted him to drive the boat. I kind of like to see him do it, for feel proud that I've taught him and he's going to have a great time on his own. But you just can't do that. You really can't, not at that age. 16 years old, maybe you can start letting someone go out in a small boat. I got my first boat when I was 8 years old, a small rowboat, no motor. My dad made sure I had a life jacket on me, and I rowed the boat around, and I finally had a motor. on a boat probably when I was about 12 or 13, but my dad was in the boat. I owned it, but he was with me. And that's the only way to be, you have to be safe.
Wow. Well, listen, Pat, I want to thank you very much, you know, for the show today. I know we're running out of time here. And a lot of good wisdom, a lot of good talking points today. And ladies and gentlemen, send me your comments about it. And, you know, Pat, I wish you the best with everything. Go enjoy your time this afternoon out in the boat. And, ladies and gentlemen, until we talk again next Sunday night, good night and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.